Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Professor, while I was a teen, I would hear many of the boys around who were teens at the same time saying to each other, why not try a new thing? Like, why not try a cigar? Why not try many different things like ABC? And sometimes trying those things are immoral, immodest, and do not lead some good consequences for you as a teen. And teens get very attracted to these things, especially when they have peer pressure. How do we help such teens?
Yes, our society is full of these pitfalls. So many things are happening outside our houses, outside our homes, that we can't control and manage all the time. So we need to immunize our children against many things which are there, many bad habits which are there, which he or she learns from the society. Getting addicted to drugs or getting going into smoking, for example, it's very problematic, and you feel very bad about it. So, I mean, how do we find out why is a person prone to getting addicted to things like that? What happens? What is the reason? What are the causes? We need to realize those causes to some extent, and then we need to find a remedy for that and to pay attention. So we cannot always follow our children wherever they go, but we can teach them and we can guide them, and we need to be very sensitive to any changes which are coming about in their behavior, which show to us and demonstrate to us that our child is gone into bad habits. So the first point is to understand if there is something going on which is not acceptable.
So, Professor, sometimes when parents get to know that their child is smoking, especially a teenager, the first reaction is that they get angry and they start an angry conversation. Is that a correct way?
Certainly, that's not the way to do that's not the way to confront any bad habit. If there's a habit, the habit has been formed. Now, however you feel about it, you can't change that habit overnight. And stressed up about it, getting to feel bad about it, is not going to help your child get rid of that habit. So number one is it's very important that you are able to control yourself in the face of such a situation. Keep your calm is very important.
Right.
So why do children start getting these bad habits?
Parents to ask them the open-ended questions rather than being angry at them, like, how long have you been smoking, or How does smoking make you feel like, or where from did you get that habit, rather than getting that having that angry conversation?
Of course, as for any sickness or ailment, or any problem, any addiction, the best cure is prevention.
Yeah.
So number one, we should be on the lookout for any signs.
The way out, the solution.
No. Before a child gets addicted, we should be trying to be on the lookout
prevention
for any signs that there's a possibility that your child is getting into a situation and getting addicted. It should be at a stage where it is very early, where he can be stopped.
You can cure it very early. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how to deal with the teens if they become addictive to smoking or other kind of drugs. Well, Professor, you said that don't make your conversation a lecture. If you find out your child doing that, empower your teen to do the most talking and don't interrupt them. Ask them open-ended questions like, how long have you been smoking? Where did you get this habit from? Or rather than showing them any kind of anger in the conversation. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so we need to keep that communication channel open. And if we have been able to develop a good relationship with our children from the beginning, then it's very difficult for the child to get into such a situation. If we have a positive relationship from the beginning with our child, then he won't even get into this situation. So most of the times when this happens is that we are not being able to have that good relationship, positive attitude with them. We've been always scolding them. We've always been, you know, telling them off for doing things wrong. So now some of the reasons that, of course, one gets into a habit, we need to know that sometimes it's peer pressure.
It often is peer pressure.
Sometimes a person has a very low, diminishing evaluation of oneself. He wants to compensate for that and show that he's a he-man or a he-girl, he-woman by smoking, because it gives you a positive, a very strong, you know.
I'm someone.
It gives you a strong image. Or the child is feeling, you know, he wants to repel, and he wants to rebel against pressures from the society or from the parents.
Right.
He becomes of a rebellious nature. Or he just wants to show that I've become grown up.
Right.
Now's the time for me to smoke.
It's the age.
Or they are celebrities who show off by smoking. I mean,
through advertisements and all.
Advertisements and so many films and movies and so many things. One gets such a situation. The advertisements are there. There's a publicity campaign on the social media, on everywhere where you're talking, you're promoting cigarettes. Though nowadays, all those who are promoting cigarettes or other things, they are supposed to give a hazard sign and say cigarettes are hazardous for your health and they cause cancer, whatever. But still, that's not stopping our children from going into that. Especially when their parents themselves are smokers or addicted to something. So you need to be careful of these reasons. We need to be, understand that something is not happening, which is something which is happening behind our backs. We need to be careful. How do we understand? We need to see the signs of smoking or any other addiction. Maybe, for example, you see your child is smelling, it has a smell, it's a telltale smell.
Look for those signs that sound kind of unusual. Well, Professor, we'll talk more with you after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us, and we're discussing about how to deal with the teens who get addicted to smoking or drugs. Yes, Professor.
So we need to look for the telltale signs. How do we understand this? Cigarette ashes or something other related to the addictive substances which you find on his traces of them on their clothes, or maybe as I said, smelling, or they're using this chewing gum which is giving mint of a mint flavor, which is for the sake of stopping that smell of smoke coming, of cigarettes coming from the person. And so many other things. Your child is asking for money more than usual. So maybe he's trying to buy something which he's not supposed to. So these are signs of him getting into this bad habit. Now, how do you stop that? Prevention is the best cure, but after that, he gets into that. You need to, as you said, talk to him about it, discuss with him. And to make him understand that it's a very silly thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's not something which is going to help him. It's not something, it's just like you can, you know, smoking off paper money. It's, make a cigar form of the paper money and burn it and show this is what you're doing. You're just burning the money. You're just wasting your money.
Right.
And you talk about scientifically, academically, look, what are the bad effects of this?
Right.
You focus on the negative aspects of smoking. You talk about those who have been afflicted with cancer because of... Of course, then they come up with examples where those who have been smoking for 100 years and still they're okay.
Alive, yeah.
But you need to be, you know, show them that's the chances.
Sound on your side of debate.
Yes. I mean, they may be doing other things, healthy things that offsets the bad effects, but that is not a general principle. You need to be a good example yourself. You need to explain and generally you need to be very, you know, strong and stringent about setting the rules.
Or rather sometimes tell the stories of someone who have actually really died because of smoking.
For that, you need to study a little bit and
yeah,
to find out.
Yeah, that's why I said you need to be strong on your side of debate.
And you need to make him you need to talk about the after effects, the side effects. You need to talk about examples. You need to talk about the scientific facts. You need to make rules for him. You need to make him go for a program where he can get off that addiction. You need to help him and console him in that period. He may become quite difficult situation when he's being taken off that addiction. So you need to help him. You need to address his problems and help him in leaving that. He need to participate in that program. He can't. A person who is addicted can't leave that addiction on his own. He needs to be helped, and he needs to be taken to classes or where he can, learn how to get off that addiction.
Yeah,
you need to change his company and make him interact with friends who are not addicted.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and their listeners, especially their teens. Well, smoking helps in losing weight one lung at a time. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. small.